Israeli and Palestinian leaders both claim they came out the winner in President Bush's speech on the Middle East yesterday. The Palestinian Authority has issued a statement embracing the president's call for an end to Israeli military incursions on the West Bank. Israeli leaders, meanwhile, are focusing on the president's demand that suicide bombings end. But as NPR's Mike Schuster reports from Jerusalem, the shift in American policy will almost certainly mean that Israel will have to end its military campaign sooner than planned.
Palestinian leaders today could barely conceal their delight with President Bush's unexpected shift. For months, the White House has tilted toward Israel, and when Prime Minister Ariel Sharon sent the tanks into Ramallah and other cities on the West Bank, President Bush said he consistently understood the reasoning behind the Israeli action. So the Palestinians were surprised when the president yesterday called for an end to the Israeli incursion and a withdrawal from all Palestinian territories. This is Ziad Abu Zayed, a senior Palestinian legislator.
The Palestinian leadership welcomed the President Bush's speech and unconditionally, and they are ready for an immediate ceasefire. But what is needed now is that the Israelis should start de-escalating the situation. But on the contrary, they are still invading our cities and carrying their attacks against our civilian people.
Israeli leaders today didn't want to talk about the key demands in the American initiative. Instead, they spent the day stressing President Bush's opposition to terrorism and his emotional call in the speech for an end to suicide bombings. Ehud Olmert, the mayor of Jerusalem, focused on linking Arafat to the acts of terrorism the president abhorred.
The condemnation from President Bush is live and clear against Arafat and terror. This is what he condemned, and we certainly agree with him that this vicious terror has to come to an end. We also agree with the president that we must finally reach a ceasefire, and which will eventually lead to a peace process.
The arguments today sounded much like they've sounded ever since the violence erupted a year and a half ago. The Palestinians have been asking over and over again, how can Arafat take action against suicide bombers, as President Bush demanded, when the Israeli army is cracking down on Arafat's police force, the very institution assigned that task, according to Saab Erekat, Palestinian chief negotiator.
I don't know what can President Arafat do when in the last 12 months of Sharon's being the prime minister of Israel, he was destroying our command centers, our headquarters, our police training centers, our prisons, declaring us irrelevant and then asking us to be accountable. You cannot tie Arafat's hands and tie his legs and then throw him into the sea and ask him to swim, because that's precisely what Sharon is doing.
Despite the claims of both sides, though, the shift in American policy will immediately upset Israel's plans. The Israeli military command very much wanted to pursue this campaign for weeks more, intending to seize as many weapons and arrest as many Palestinian militants as possible in the hunt for those the Israelis believe were responsible for the bombings. Now the campaign will be cut short, conceded General Giora Eilon, head of the Army's planning directorate.
The timetable of 4 weeks and another 4 weeks is, from military point of view, the most desirable period of time that we need, and this is only our assessment. We do understand that there are some other restrictions and some other circumstances that will lead us to shorten our operation.
The withdrawal is likely to begin before Secretary of State Colin Powell arrives here next week, but the Israelis would like some dramatic gesture from the Palestinians as well, and so would the United States. Special Envoy Anthony Zinni met with Yasser Arafat today at the Palestinian leader's office in Ramallah, surrounded by Israeli tanks and troops. Zinni said nothing about what transpired. The Palestinians said the two discussed the Bush speech. The Bush administration is certain to want to see concrete action from the Palestinians once the date of Powell's arrival is set. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Jerusalem.